just to mention two very, very quick Gemaras. And that is, the Gemara was medayik from the Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol, when he read from the Sefer Torah, so he stood up, he received the Sefer Torah from the Skan Kohen Gadol, who had received it from the Gadol, who had received it from the Shamas, and he read from the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara made a diak. The Gemara said, "Oimed mechal de yoshefu. How could he have been sitting?" For amamar ein yeshiva bazara elo lemalchei beis David bovad. So the Gemara said to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda already addressed this issue, and Rav Chisda said that this kriya did not take place in the Azara proper, but rather took place in the Ezra's Nashim. If it took place in the Ezra's Nashim, there's no kasha, because in Yeshiva Bazara means the Azara as in the Ezra's Yisrael. It does not mean the Azara as in the Ezra's Nashim. Tosfos, long Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis, quotes a Medrash Shoicher Toiv, where the Medrash Shoicher Toiv says an unbelievable chiddush. And that is that even though Chazal say Ein Yeshiva Bazara Elo Lamalchi Beis David Bulvad, but there's one exception to the rule, and that is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit even in the Azara. And the Shoichet Toiv learns it from a pasuk. It says, Ve'ili HaKoyen Yoishev Al HaKise. And it sounds like it was in the Azara. Now, it wasn't the Azara. It was before the Beis HaMikdash, but it was Lefnim and HaKloim. And as a result of Eli, who is a Koyen, is allowed to sit, Vais Tois, even not from Malchit Beis Tov, it's allowed to sit. The Teretz says, because Eli is a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is an exception to the rule, and because he's an exception to the rule, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit. We once said over a beautiful Ha'ara from the Chibina Rav, a Diktuk Hapsukim. If you look in Parshas Korach, so that's where you have the Parsha, the Matnas Kohuna. So one of the halachas that I mentioned is the halach of Lamashcha. So Lamashcha is a halach in Kachem that underpins a lot of the laws of Kachem. Lamashcha says that when a Kohen eats his Matnas Kohuna, he shouldn't just eat it, but he should eat it Lamashcha, Milashin Gedula, Kederech Shahamilachim Oichlan. Now this Pasuk is in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches. Vayidabra Hashem al Aharon. Hashem tells Aharon. Vaani hine nasati l'chas mishmeres through Moisai. I gave you all the matnas kuna, and I gave it to lamashcha. I gave it to you, ulivanecha, and to your sons. So again, Hashem's talking to Aaron, and he says, "I gave lecha all the matnas kuna lamashcha." And then the pasuk adds, "Ulivanecha, I also gave your sons lachakoyla." And the Chabina Rav was medayik that it sounds a little bit like Lamashcha was given be'ikr to Aharon. It was also given levanecha. L'cha nesatim Lamashcha. Secondary, levanecha l'cha goyim. L'cha Lamashcha is a dinim ha'nes kohuna. Ma'alif the Kohen Gadol is eating it. Ma'alif the Kohen Hedid is eating it. L'churit should be the same. So he said a davar nifla. He said, the Gemara says in Masech Tzvachim, Davtez Zayin Amar Aleph, that even though you're not let to sit while you're doing the avodah, but you're let to sit while you're eating kachim. Why? Because it's not Taveda. And because it's not Taveda, you're allowed to sit. In fact, it's Mavur in the Sugya that it's actually a Maila to sit while you're doing the Aveda. While you're eating the Kachin. And the reason is because how do kings eat? We do it at the Seder. They sit Ungalite. They do it by Seva. And because there's an inyan to eat kachim kederach shamalachim oichlin because of lamashcha. So therefore, it's not just the bidiyevit, but fakert. That's really the way you're supposed to do it. Lamashcha's mechayev that achilas kachim is something that should be done be yeshiva. Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that a yoshev as oichel says one line kigoin bimura mikachim ubchar. He throws in one specific type of carbon bchar. So the Shita Mekubet says, here in the Hagoyus on the Tosfos and in Zvachim says, that why did Tosfos say Bechar? It's true for all Kachim. There's a din Lamashcha. All Kachim. In fact, all Matnas Kahuna has a din of Lamashcha. Even the Zroyal Lechayayim and the Keva, which are not Kachim at all, but the Matnas Kahuna have a din of Lamashcha. So if that's the case, why did Tosfos say Bechar? Zok Tishita Mekubet says, because Tosfos was coming to Afuke Kachar Kadashim. The Gemara says that you could eat Kachim while you're sitting. It's Dafke Kachim Kalim that you could eat while you're sitting. But Kachar Kadashim you can't. And Bechar is an example of Kachim Kalim. That's why you picked on Bechar. What's the difference? Because Kachim Kalim is Necho in Gan Yerushalayim, but Kachar Kedoshim had to be eaten dafki in the Azara. Says Tosfos, the Shita Mekubet says, explaining Tosfos, you can't eat Kachar Kedoshim in the Azara sitting because Ein Yeshiva Bazara Elo LeMalchi Beis David Bavad. So don't The Shita Mekubet says that's why Tosfos said Kigoyim Bechar. He was trying Lafuke Kachik Kadoshim, because even though there's a din of Lamashcha, but at the same time Ein Yeshiva Bazara, and Kachik Kadoshim has to be din in Bazara, and as a result there's no way for you to be able to go ahead and do it. Zok the Shita Mekubet says, but the emes is Yesh Lefakfek on Tosfos Chiddush. I'm not sure Tosfos is right. I want to dingzich maybe with Tosfos, because it could be Lamashcha would be Doicha the Inyan of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, and it could be you'd be able to eat even Kachik Kadoshim in the Azara, in a matzav of Yoshev. But the bottom line is, Shitas Tosfos is Vachim, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph is, that even though there's a din of the Mashcha when it comes to Achilas Kachim, but if a Kohen was going to eat Kachi Kadoshim, he would have no choice but to stand, which is not the way kings eat. But by the last Breira, you have no choice, because in Yeshiva Bazara, Elol Malchit Beistavu Bavan. Incidentally, this Tosfos in Zvachim Tezayin Amar Aleph is also a Tosfos in Yumad Avchafeh Amar Aleph, where Tosfos over there has the same suffix. Whether in Yeshiva Bazara was Doicha Lamashcha, or whether Lamashcha was Doicha in Yeshiva Bazara. But the bottom line is, said that should be Nagoyin, it's Mephize, you could say a Nifla de Gazach. This whole shaila of whether or not you can eat kachi kadoshim sitting in the azara is only a shaila by a kohen head. But the feed the medrash shoychetov that Tosfos quotes in Soita Daf Mem Amud Bey is that the kohen gadol, we learned from Eliyahu Kohen, was always allowed to sit. So it comes out the kohen gadol would always be allowed to sit when he eats kachi kadoshim. The whole shaila is going to be a kohen headed. But bas negei a kohen gadol, there's not going to be a shaila. The fizeh would come out that if you go like Tosfos says in Zvachim Tezayin Amud Aleph, that really you're not allowed to sit when you eat kachi kadoshim. So it's only the kohen headed that's not. Let us say, but the Kohen Gadol could. That means the Kohen Gadol could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lamashcha B'Shleimus, whereas the Kohen Hedi cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lamashcha B'Shleimus. The Kohen Gadol could sit while he's eating Kachi Kadashim, because there's no problem with Ein Yeshiva Bazar, because there's an exception to the rule. He's the Kohen Gadol, just like we learn from Eliyahu Kohen, as opposed to the Kohen Hedi. It's Lefizet, that's the Pasuk. Vayidab Hashem al Aharon, Vani hine nesati l'chos meshmeres through Moisa l'chol Kachi B'nei Yisrael, l'cha nesatim l'mashcha. You have it in l'mashcha, you'll be able to be Mekayim this mitzvah of l'mashcha B'Shleimus. All the Kachik Gadoshim. That's a big chunk of Matnas Kuna that a Nechel in the Asnora, you'll be able to eat Lamashcha. Uleva Nechel, also a shtickle, Lachak Gailam, but they won't be able to eat it 100%. Because they're going to have to eat the Kachik Gadoshim while they're standing, and that's going to be a steerer to the Inyan of Lamashcha. One other Ha'ara that we mentioned when we learned Masechtas Yuma, and that is that the first Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma says, Shivas Yomim, Koidim Yemek, Yipur, Mafrishin, Koin Gadol, Mibesai, Lelishkas Parhejin. Kohen Gadol lived for 7 days before Yom Kippur, where he lived in Lishkas Parhedrin. It's mavur in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma that Lishkas Parhedrin was in the Azara. It was Kodesh. It was a makim that had Kedushas Azara. So Tosfos in Yuma Daf Ches Amud Beis asks a kasha that I don't understand. How was the Kohen Gadol allowed to live in Lishkas Parhedrin? If he was there for 7 days, somewhere along the way he fell asleep, right? It's not possible to go 7 days without sleeping. If in Yeshiva Bazara, Kal V'Chomer, you can't sleep in the Azara. And if that's the case, Freik Tosfos, how is it possible that the Kohen Gadol lived in Lishkas Parhedrin for 7 days? What happened to the halacha of Ein Yeshiva Bazara Elo Malchis Beis Dava Bavar? Tosfos mutches, he says that maybe even though Lishkas Parhedrin was Benuya B'Kodesh, it was Psuchalacha, maybe it didn't have a full din of Kachem. Abilafid, this Tosfos over here in Soita, Daf Memam Beis, is Pashit, it's Miyushiv, that Tosfos Kasha.